What's up, y'all?
What's up?
Welcome to the Queen Missy Tina Turner Black and King Al Show.
Welcome.
I'll be your host today, along with my co-host, Missy Tina Turner Black, with a queen in front. And behind the scene, we got my man, Troy T. Today's topic, y'all, we're going to talk about some interesting things. What you think about, Tina?
Yes, we're going to talk about some legends that's gone. And one of the legends is DMX. We're going to be talking about...
We're going to be talking about Humpty Shock G, y'all. Yeah. Also, we got a mystery caller that's calling in, and he's got a question that he's going to pose to y'all today that's going to be Silk the Shocker.
It's something that's going to raise your eyebrows, because it's going to raise your eyebrows. It's going to raise your eyebrows because it's going to raise your eyebrows.
Also, y'all, we kicking off some... just some things. How do we deal with the COVID situation as far as relationships? And what do you feel about, let's just say, being quarantined? Are you quarantined by yourself or with that significant other? What's the effects?
And how did you come out quarantine? And if you're single, how are you making it through in the quarantine? Are you feeling a little bit, since we have some openings?
Feeling a little randy.
Do you want to get out there and mingle a little bit, because you've been just single and all by yourself, okay?
Yeah.
You've been all by yourself, and you just, you need some affection.
Okay.
Some attention.
We're going to bring all of that to the table, y'all. Check this out. The show, strap in, sit back, relax, strap on your seatbelt. Because we're going to take you for a bumpy ride today. All right?
And then we have some other artists also. There's some that have some records out. Some
Disappearing today?
No. That we want to talk about. We want to talk about Mr. Willie White.
Okay, yeah.
And
Stan Mosley.
And Stan Mosley.
Yeah. So, it seemed like those guys are staples. But look here. We're going to get these cats on the show, man. We're going to talk about a few other things, too. So, like I said, just sit back, relax, strap on your seatbelt, get you some popcorn, get you a sandwich called Pit Bully BBQ, and tell my man Al Zero to come and drop it in on you. Something like that,
You know what? Let me ask you. So, what do you have at Pit Bully BBQ?
Right now, we're doing sandwiches. We're introducing a few different sandwiches. I got a corned beef sandwich that I'm introducing. I got it three different ways. I got a steak sandwich that's, oh my goodness, it's...
Did you bring some on?
Everything that I ate, and give me about an hour, I can...
You got me?
I got you.
I can go home eating or go into my next function eating.
Give me an hour. I got people bringing you in meals right now as we speaking. So it's all to the good. So anyway, like I was saying, we got a nice show for you today, y'all. Like I said, just sit back and relax. Enjoy the ride, all right? Right now in this segment of our show, what we like to do is just pay homage to a few lost soldiers. Even before we even go there, let's just acknowledge the ones that are in our own family and circles who have either we lost or are having a little difficulties during this COVID season. So just check in on your peoples, y'all. Check in, call your people, check in on them, see how they doing. You know, if anyone has lost a loved one or something like that, you know, our condolences and our heart goes out to you. We understand what it is to lose someone who's close and someone you love.
Anybody have lost a loved one, we give our condolences out to you, our love. And whether it was COVID, it wasn't COVID, you know, we just give our love out back to you guys. DMX had a voice that would move the women. And, you know, that voice of his was just... It was deep. It was sexy. Y'all. Yes. So even if you didn't like rap,
the dog is a dog, right? Am I doing it for you?
Right. So just imagine. Just imagine if DMX had that type of effect on you. Okay, so you guys behind us.
Give it up to my man Earl, y'all.
Earl, okay.
It's a supper. To survive, well, that's to find meaning in the suffering. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling.
No, didn't they say he had a heart attack? They said it was drug related. Yeah, I read a little bit on it.
You know, I'm so inclined not to believe shit the media say. You know, the media.
But we don't want them because we want them to believe what we're saying. So,
yeah, so that's what we got a responsibility to spit the truth.
We try to give out the truth.
Yeah, but you know, it's like I wouldn't say what his cause of death was because, like I said, they always try to demoralize us, criminalize us, mm-hmm. make us the scum of the earth, you know. And true, he had his time with drugs. And sometimes when you redeem yourself, a lot of people mm-hmm. don't let you redeem yourself.
That's true. That's true. Because you know what? I
look how big he was. I don't know too many real big fentanyl dealers. I mean, dope fiends. But
We don't know because you're right. You can have a drink and slip and fall, hurt yourself, and then all of a sudden, oh, she was an alcoholic, and you know that you didn't drink every day, but yeah. they would probably write you off as being an alcoholic, you know.
Hey, check this out, y'all. Please feel free to hit us up. Call the lines, y'all. We want to hear from y'all.
Yeah, call the line. Brandon.
The telephone number is 708-510-4100. 708-510-4100. 708-510-4100. Ooh, yeah. Yeah, so hit us up. Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. Let's see if we can get some phones ringing. Okay. But like I said, as far as the DMX thing is concerned, you know, I don't know what it was, but we lost a good brother. That's the bottom line. We lost a good brother. Yeah. And it's a shame that you have to be a certain status in order for the world to recognize your passing. We lose a lot of good brothers out here every day. Every day.
Every day.
Several times a day. Yeah. Good sisters.
Yeah, just good people and children. We want to, you know, because we're going through a crisis now with with the police, and we spoke on that on last week, and we found out because of the George Floyd, the victory, and I put on Facebook, maybe I shouldn't, but I was saying that maybe we shouldn't have been, I mean, we was rejoicing that they convicted that person and all of that, but now we're suffering from the police. Please, you guys, if you can not call the police on your spouse, if you're having an altercation, try to resolve it until the system gets better, that we won't need the police, that he would, that we would have to call him for things such as stupid stuff.
But wait a minute though. Hold on. Let me
I mean, because we still got the sheet police. I mean, people still lurking. Okay. We got things that's not good. That's still around. So if you have an argument or something, trying to resolve it without calling the police, because they're not playing. They're not playing with us. You know what I'm saying? And they're out. I mean, it's some that's good, but you got the hunters. People are. Yes, it's 510-4100. The number is.
Yeah, ladies. Also, look here though. But check this out. Sometimes you can get that over aggressive brother who putting knots on your head and everything.
Now call the police.
Call
on
the
that.
Police.
Anything that you know, children abuse or anything like that.
You got staff. If you got a brother, a cousin, mm-hmm. or even a dude who like you, and you coming, you coming to work, you have to wear shades because somebody crossed your T's and dotted your I's.
You know what? We got to have a show on that because, it's a lot of abuse, people that's been abused, and they walk around with it hitting because they're used to the person doing it. They think that's love.
That's
and
he just hit me because he loved me.
Excuse me. Oops.
What'd you do?
I told you I had that feature. Troy heard me. I belted.
Oh, I didn't.
Oh, you did? I thought you. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Well, I drank some water and it's natural, right?
She over here farting.
I'm not.
She...
No, excuse it was me. Not. Excuse me. Was not out belched.
Oh my goodness. It was the Aquafina.
No. Oh, yeah, it was. I had a pepper pizza, you guys.
Purple pizza.
Pepper. Pepperoni. Yeah, it had peppers on it. I'm not playing with him. I'm not playing with Al. There you go. I'm not playing with him. I did not pass gas.
Excuse me.
That's what I didn't know where it came from.
That's what I get for eating all those salads.
You know what? Okay, Al.
I know what, I know who, and I know how. Let's just put it that way.
You guys, we're going to have a psychiatrist actually that's going to be on the show on May. She's going to come on the show, and she's going to talk to us about mental health and about abuse. So,
is she trying to evaluate me? You sneaking somebody in here to evaluate me?
Yeah, I think it's time.
Son of a biscuit eater.
I even went out last night. I went out. I had a good, great time last night. What'd you do last night, Al?
Slept. I cooked my Listen, I slept.
You slept?
Yeah, I slept. Oh, man, yeah.
Okay.
Mike, what's happening?
Okay, so
Mr. Anderson in the house.
Back to the people that have some of the artists that's gone. Another one was Humpty.
Oh, my man Derek Lackey, what's up, bro?
Humpty.
Yeah, Humpty is Shock G. Yeah, no, I'm sorry, I just got caught up. I got chimed in by one of my brothers. I ain't seen this brother in 40 years. He popped up on me yesterday, and it was like 40 years just all crashed together, and it was like we didn't miss a beat. It was like we didn't miss a day. It was, that love connection right is still there. I love my truths and my truths. I only got a few truths, mm-hmm. and the ones that I got that's still around, oh, my goodness, man. And Derek Lackey, that's one of them. My man Robert Barnes, Triple BMC, Demetrius. You know, I can name a few, but when he popped up on me yesterday, that was the birthday present that I always wished that I had for years.
And you guys, I truly did not pass gas. I burped. Anyway, I had a jalapeno pepper, pepperoni. Not pepperoni. It wasn't even no peppers on it. It was peppers and onions and things like that.
Why
and,
are you trying to evaluate it, ma'am? We let it go a long time ago.
I had to bring it back up because I didn't want people to have that last impression that you put out there.
Hey, it's going to be a lot of jokes rolled through this show. If you got to explain every one of them, that means we ain't funny.
Oh, listen to you. Listen to you. So anyway, we let's go back to it. Okay, so DMX was one of them.
Shock G, yeah.
That was in the that's in the sky now, absent from the body, is present with the Lord.
Man, and I wish we could have that T.I. Live in the Sky play. That's the joint right there.
Really?
Yeah.
So and then so we have Humpty. So can we give a see Humpty? Shock. I was just jamming to Humpty in the car.
Shock G.
Before I know that he had passed away.
Shock G.
Yeah, I guess I got the Miss Humpty nose.
Shock G.
So,
do it, baby. Do the Humpty hump.
It was a Humpty hump dance, wasn't it?
Do it, baby.
It was a Humpty. All right,
stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you used to.
Troy. You got us. So yeah, because Al is gonna rap the Humpty dance. I wanted him to do the Humpty dance. Wasn't it a Humpty dance?
He even tell you how to do it.
Okay, so we're gonna try and do it then, right?
People say you look like Humpty Dumpty on crack, Humpty. Yeah, but Shock G, that's another icon that's passed on, you know, to do that great concert in the sky. You know what I'm saying? Him and Tupac, they were part of Digital Underground. You know, that was a group that took rap to a whole different level. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, both of them, they. I know Tupac is saying, damn, about time I got somebody
okay,
up here.
You guys. Hey, do y'all remember dancing off of the hump? The Humpty hump?
Here we go, y'all. Shock G and Digital Underground.
I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny. But yo, I'm making money, see. So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round. I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I drink a bottle of Hennessy you got on your shelf. So just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with the umpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to funk thee. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. I'm stepping tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pump me. I like to rhyme, I like my beats funky, I'm spunky. I like my oatmeal lumpy, I'm sick with this. Straight gangster Mac. But sometimes I get ridiculous. I'll eat up all your crackers and your licorice. Oh, yo, fat girl, come here, are you ticklish? Yeah, I called you fat. Look at me, I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy. I'm a freak. I like the girls with the boom. I once got busy in a bathroom. I'm crazy. Allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me. I'm still getting in the and I even got my own dance.
The Humpty Dance is your chance to do it all.
Come on, I do the Humpty Hump. Check me out, y'all.
I do the Humpty Hump.
Just watch me do the Humpty Hump. Yeah. Do you know what I'm doing? Doing the Humpty Hump. Come on.
I do the Humpty Hump. I do the Humpty Hump.
People say you're Humpty. You're really funny looking. That's alright, cause I get things cooking. You stare, you glare, you constantly try to compare me. But you can't get near me. I'm giving more C and on the floor B. All the girls, they adore me. Oh yes, ladies, I'm really being sincere. Cause in the I'm a Humpty nose will tickle your my nose is big. I'm not ashamed. Big like a pickle. I'm still getting paid. I get by the ladies, you know I'm in charge. Both how I'm living and my nose is large. I get stupid. I shoot an arrow like Cupid. I use a word that don't mean nothing, like Luke did. I sang on Do What You Like, and if you missed it, I'm the one who said just grab them in the biscuits. Also told you that I like to bite. Well yeah, I guess it's obvious I also like to write. All you had to do was give Humpty a chance, and now I'm gonna do my dance.
The Humpty Dance is your chance to do the hump.
Come on. Yeah, sexy lady.
Do the Humpty
Come
hump.
On. I'll do the Humpty hump. Hump. Sexy baby. Everybody. Come on and do the Humpty hump. Oh, do you know what we're doing? We're doing the Humpty hump, y'all.
I'll do the Humpty hump.
Watch me do the Humpty hump. Yeah, that's the break, y'all. Let a little of that bass groove right here. Let me real do it. Yeah. Now that I told y'all a little bit about myself, let me tell you a little bit about this dance. It's real easy to do. Check it out. First I limped to the side like my legs was broken. Shaking and twitching, kinda like I was smoking. Crazy, whack, funky. People say you look like MC Hammer on crack, Humpty. That's alright, cause my body's in motion. It's supposed to look like a fit or a convulsion. Anyone can play this game. This is my dance, y'all. Humpty Hump's my name. No two people will do it the same. You got it down when you appear to be in pain. Humping, funking, jumping. Gig around, shaking your rump. And when a doodoo chump punk points a finger like a stunt, tell him step off, I'm doing the hump.
The Humpty Dance is your chance to do the hump.
Everybody!
I do the Humpty Hump.
Come on,
I do the Humpty Hump.
Sexy lady.
I do the Humpty Hump. I do the Humpty Hump.
I'm doing the Humpty Hump. I'm doing
the Humpty Hump.
Do the Humpty Hump, y'all.
Watch me do the Humpty Hump. I do the Humpty Hump.
Check it out. Black people.
I do the Humpty Hump. I do the Humpty Hump.
Come on.
White people. I do the Humpty Hump. I do the Humpty Hump. Do the Humpty Hump.
Just keep on doing the hump. Samoans.
Do the Humpty Hump.
Do the Humpty Hump. Ah, yeah. Let's get stupid.
I'm looking at one right now.
No, I mean like
no,
I'm
joking.
A soul. I mean like I know I got soul.
Right, right.
But okay, I know I'm gonna step on a lot of toes here. And feel free to call in if you want to. The number is 708-510-4100. 708-510-4100. Now When it comes to life and death, we know where the body goes. The body turns to compost. It goes right back to dirt. I don't even know if it turned to ashes. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, whatever it is. I don't know. All I know is it decomposes. I'm going to decompose when I die, and I'm going to be part of this land again. It, you know, depending on the receptacle they put me in, will it, you know, keep me in there? But if not, then I'm gonna turn back to compost. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the story of life. Life keeps reproducing itself. Mm-hmm. If I die, if I turn to dirt, if something, a seed falls on me, then I'm going to fertilize that seed and something is going to grow, a plant, a fruit, vegetable, whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's the cycle of life to me.
All right.
So I think we don't never like die and nothing else comes from it, because if something grows from me, then a part of me lives on.
Okay. Well, let's change the subject a little bit, okay?
Because we were talking about...
No,
you get scared?
No, I just want...
I see the goosebumps on your neck going...
There's no goosebumps, you guys. But guess what? Let's talk about this pandemic, being trapped in the house, and all of the people that's married. You guys had the extra, because y'all could get busy. Oh, I forgot. My mind just went like in a dream. And the people that have not had anybody, I think everybody's a little bit extra horny, and just their minds are just going like overwhelmed because of this pandemic. Everybody was out the house yesterday. I had a great time. I stopped at Smitty's. I want to say to Sass and the Pickle Lady and Kelly that came up there, and Mike the DJ, Sass the DJ. We had a great... Well, I did.
Okay.
I don't know if everybody else had a great day.
Sometimes you got to read between the lines. I don't know if y'all heard it, but Queen Missy Tina Turner just said she been in the house and she horny.
I'll be working a lot, you guys, but
she
said, I'm not,
wait a minute. She just put on that. She was like, I'm going to do it exactly like she did.
I don't know about you guys, but you know, with the pandemic and everything, you've been locked in the house and you get horny.
Well, you know what, you got a whole wife at home. You know, so when they was talking about quarantine, he was good. He probably made another baby.
No,
nope. Right. Nope. So I mean, did you make another baby?
Look, when I during the quarantine, she quarantined herself away from me.
Oh.
She like, you ain't. I know you. You fertile son of a. Get away from me. She started doing all this.
Wow. Well, right. Making sure she wasn't going to pop any more babies. Okay.
Yeah, we done. We done. We
okay,
done.
Well, you guys comment. Have you guys had, you know, said, oh, okay, I haven't been out. I need to meet someone. I would love to meet someone, because it's been like it's no contact. So we need to have a party when the mask, everything is over with, a slow jam.
No
Can
contact.
You play
Express yourself. Go do it.
How about a party? You know, they used to have slow dance. You know, everybody stepping and stuff. Now it was bopping and it was
talking
stepping.
You're talking about the red light district,
yeah,
in the basement. We had the red light and the blue light.
Yeah.
The blue light was cool. It's like, okay, yeah, my parents is they upstairs and they kind of listening, but then when they go on upstairs to go to sleep or something, you turn that blue light out and then come the red light.
Here come the red light. The
red light district.
You know, the closeness. So who's missing out on closeness? You know, I mean, the close contact, the hugs, the touching, because we're like, can't touch, you got to wash your hands. Well, that's anyway, you should be doing it anyway. But you have all that right there, and then all of a sudden, you know, have anybody had any new relationships during the COVID? Have anybody just said forget COVID and they was going to have, you know, intimacy?
Wow. You know what? That's I'm sure it is, because, I mean, it's babies being born every day, and COVID been here for a year. So we have millions of babies being
born. Let's talk about who did you quarantine with? You know, what happened during the 14 days of you having a quarantine with someone that you, you know,
wow.
Was it difficult? Were you arguing, fighting? Did it bring you closer together?
You know what? Something else is crazy, too. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you had to quarantine by yourself. And let me just say this. if your head ain't in the right place mentally, being alone with yourself for 14 days will scare the hell out of you, because you will learn some stuff about yourself that you don't like. And, it can become scary. Luckily, I love everything about me. I wake up an hour early just so I can spend more time with myself.
Well, that's because you're in the house with a lot of people. Right. When you're in the house with other people, you try to find that me time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, everybody needs that me. Well, I have me time. But you know what? I don't have enough me time because I'm a central worker and I never stopped during a pandemic. So I haven't stopped during a pandemic working. I'm still working. So maybe within another week or so, I'm going to take some me time for me. And I'm thinking about, even if it's just cutting back on some days of work so I can get my mental right, because I think during this pandemic it have affected mentally people's behaviors.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's like sometimes you'd be surprised what a comforting phone call can do for a person's morale, their spirit, mm-hmm. You know, especially people that we know that's locked in, caged in, and, you know, it's hard being alone, especially if you're an affectionate person.
Yeah.
You're a person who, like you was just saying, who like hugging people, you know. And, yeah, you know, you miss that. You miss that.
No. You saw that look. I was like, did I say
that? Yeah, yeah. But I'm saying some people need that. They like the affection. They like being around people. They like when you see somebody, hey, how you been? They hug and you embrace, you know.
Right.
It's to the point now where it's dangerous to even give somebody a handshake.
Yeah.
So, you know, you a lot of things we took for granted that is just not available without reservation. Do I shake hands? Mm-hmm. You know, is it awkward when somebody go in for that hug that you used to embrace it?
And sometimes you forget.
Right.
You can forget, because yesterday I did. I saw someone I hadn't seen in many, it's been a while. And the first thing we did was we hugged.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But you have that afterthought in your head, like, damn, maybe I shouldn't
have
did that?
No, I had the beginning thought, like, should I? You know, but they didn't have a problem with me. They didn't have a problem hugging me. So I said, you know, you got to walk out on faith sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, Brandon is going to be coming to the show. And we want to just send some shout outs out to people. I was around him when he made this song, and I wanted him to sing it at my party, but he didn't get a chance to sing it at my party. But I've watched him perform and sing this at somebody else's party. So, Brandon, when are you going to come on the show? I've been waiting on Brandon to come on the show. I've been waiting on
Sam
to come on. Well, Sam got his own show, so I asked Sam to have us on.
Sam. Oh, Sam.
Yeah. The young brother, he have decided to do his own podcast,
Sam.
And we congratulate him for doing his own. And
Sam.
You know what?
You might as well go ahead and finish it for me. You got a favorite song by him?
No. Oh, Mosley. Yeah. I'm talking about the young guy, Sam. The young guy.
Who got his own show?
Got his own show.
Right.
Now, the other, Stan, I wanted to have him on the show.
Right.
And then I wanted to have Willie White on the show, and I'm inviting everybody to come on the show. Come on.
You got a favorite Stan Mosley song? Or you just like all his works?
You know what?
Oh, shit.
Wait a minute.
I'm catching up.
Wait a minute. No, should I say I like all his music?
Do you? Okay, so every song that you heard, do you like? What's up with this look?
I've maybe never heard all of his music.
Wait a minute. Okay.
If I said no, then I'm incriminating myself.
Okay. Let's just do this thing.
So I don't want to say I don't want to like anybody's music. You mean, do I have any favorites of somebody else's music?
No.
Let's play some Willie White's music. Do you have Willie White? Blues?
Wait, before we do the Willie White.
No, we're not going to go there.
No. You don't even know where I'm going.
Right. Where are you going?
Do you, you said it's Stan has a his own record label and stuff like that?
Yes.
Okay, we need some information on how other people can start listening to his music.
He got everything. Actually, he threw a party yesterday. I caught half of it. I caught half of it last night. Whomever that was at his birthday party or whoever, they could sing. I didn't get a chance to see all of it because I was just coming in myself. Okay. But when I got a little bit of it, and I was like, wow, that person can sing. So, Stan, if you can call the radio station, I think people don't know who you are. And then I think that they're thinking I'm making
that's,
up you.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe.
And I'm not.
If you do, you got his webs. Well, actually, look, all you got to do is go to Facebook, go to Stan Mosley, and then just
Stan, one day, what you really, I was supposed to be interviewing Stan.
Is he on now?
No, he's not. But Stan, I need to interview you because I think Al think that you're somebody we went to school with. Because it's
Mosley. that's Steve Mosley, and right. He's not.
Hi, Pookie.
Yeah, they're not related, but I talked to Stan, and he was like, he don't know about Steve Mosley.
What you mean, Stan Mosley?
Stan
can you
Mosley
play Willie White's blues Mosley song? Willie White has another concert coming up. Joe Bark had a concert on yesterday. I was not invited. Joe Bark. Who? I guess that was Joe Bark. Somebody told me about.
Yes, yeah, Steve Mosley was a rapper from the hood.
Yeah, just anyone. And yep, there go Willie White.
I might not call when you want me to, but that doesn't mean you're not on my mind. I might not do the things that you think I should, but just give it a little time, girl. 'Cause you're the beat in my heart. You're my sunshine and rain, yeah. Don't ever think I could forget you, girl. You're in the sweet words that I sing. You don't have to worry about a thing, no. Because in every conversation I have, I nearly speak your name. About you,
always think about you,
always, always, yeah. I always think about you,
yes I do, think
girl.
About you.
You're in the dream that I dream. I might not be around when you want me to, but I'm just out here on the job. I might not be there sometime to comfort you, girl, but surely my heart is where you are. I think about you all the time. Girl, you inspire me, yeah. And when I'm not here with you, darling, your pretty face is all I see. In every hour of a day, girl, something reminds me of you. I couldn't get you off of my mind, even if I wanted to. About you,
I always think about you,
always, always, girl. I always
wonder in the dreams that I dream. I always think about you.
I always think about you.
Always. Always, girl. I always think about you. The dreams that I dream. Hey, baby, I always think about
okay,
you.
So we want to
think about you.
Day and night, night and day. Oh, baby.
That's what this is all about.
Party hardy.
I always think about you.
Get party on.
You know what? I didn't know what it was about. You know why? Because she talked to it. It's music.
I got the premise of it.
Yeah.
It's about getting your party.
Can you play one of Stan Mosley's songs as well? And then we're going to go to the caller.
Well, we got the caller right here, right now.
Well,
so
let's go to, we want to put Stan up there too. Because you had a question about Stan. And the only person can answer is Stan. So we let Stan know that we
That's Stan on the phone now?
No, it's the mystery caller on the phone. Why okay. would it be Stan?
Okay. I forgot you said the only person that can answer the call.
I really wonder. I want to know if he here.
Me?
You gas up.
No.
Come on, you can get some. No. I don't smoke, you guys, but I'm wondering if he does.
Hit it. Don't babysit it.
Wow. Okay, we have a caller that's calling in.
What's happening? You got the wrong phone?
No. No.
Okay.
Have to decline that.
So you start talking about hit it, and then your phone will start blowing
ringing,
up.
Right? No, we don't want to talk about that because we don't want to be abandoned. They suspend us.
Oh, no. Weed is legal now.
The
government said you wanted it, you got it.
Okay. You guys, this is one of the.
You call it.
This is one of the songs of Stan Mosley.
One night after my show, I was laying home ready to go, and in walked this lady right through the door. She's not with me, so I asked her, as I did, if she wanted to dance. She said, "Stan, I'm not that good, but I'll take a chance." And this is what I said. I said, "Rock me,
rock me, baby.
Oh, baby. You never rocked a man like me before." Yeah. I said,
rock me, baby,
baby, till I cannot stand this rocking anymore. Yeah. Baby, will you take me home? My heart started thumping, did it? And my blood, it started pumping. 'Cause I was thinking about loving, yeah. When we get along, and this is what she said. She said, baby, you don't have to rush it. No, you don't. It's all yours, honey. Go on and touch it. And I say, I say, rock.
Are you still there?
It looks like you hung up. Yeah, they can't hear. So let's see.
That's why they're a mystery.
It's closer to you.
But no, it's not even coming through here.
It's to the engineer.
You're speaking into. So you should be speaking into the phone.
Oh, I should. Right.
Maybe he couldn't hear you that well, but he should have been able to hear.
Can you hear me? Hello. Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Okay, okay.
So it has to be like that.
Yeah, okay.
Guys.
That's cool. It works. So, what's going on with your mystery caller? What's on your mind today? Yes, sir.
He was a great guy. So I just wanted to throw that out.
Uh-huh.
For all the other singers too.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And just wanted to say that.
Okay. And you had we were talking about relationships, Mr. Recaller. You had a question for the public. And what was that question that you had for the public?
Oh yeah, I had this question.
It's a grown folks.
For in the public, is oral sex is like having sex.
Okay, so if you have any children, get them out of the room because this is an adult conversation. And, okay, the question about, what did you say something about, again, what did you say, what was the question again?
I wanted to ask, what oral sex is really actually having sex. You know how some people will say, well, we never did it, but we had oral sex, you know. Really
you
get,
wait a minute. Do what you just did with your hand.
On the conversation, what I did did the gentleman thing to do. I politely turned the mic over to Missy to answer that question.
Okay. I want, please, you guys, help me out with this. The mystery caller asked, was oral sex sex? I would say that oral sex is sex. That's why it's called oral sex. So if anybody have any difference, do you think it's sex or mystery caller?
No, I think it's like a warm up towards sex.
Wow.
Okay.
He thinks oral sex is a warm up towards sex, but you don't think it's sex. Do you get any sensation? Do you have any sensation with it? Do you?
I mean, what man would never add that? Yeah, I do get that.
Well,
every man would like, you know, that kind of thing right there. But yes, I really do.
Okay, so I guess the bottom line is. Like you said, you don't consider it being sex. You consider it being warm up to sex then, right?
Correct.
Okay. So in other words, to make it even more plainer, you don't consider it sex then, right?
Correct.
Okay. So let me ask you this. And I mean this with the greatest respect. So if you ever see me, don't punch me, man. I'm serious. Don't punch me. But let's say you got a daughter and You came home, and all of a sudden, you walk in your living room, and you see me standing there.
Wow.
Being serviced.
Wow.
Would you get upset?
Here's the thing. I will. Yes, of course, I'm
going to
get upset.
Why? But you said it wasn't sex.
Here's the thing, though. If it was like oral sex and stuff like that, considering that, you know, it's her own choice and things like that, but she's not getting pregnant or having a baby by it.
So you wouldn't consider that as being sex?
I would consider that as still, in my thought, as a warm-up towards that.
It's a warm-up, but it's not sex. Wow. So are you married?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so if you're... Okay, so let me get this here out. So you mean to tell me that long as you're having warm-up sex that you call not sex, your wife will be... it will be understanding that you... because you can tell her, baby, I just been out...
getting warmed up.
I've just been getting warmed up.
Wait a minute.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute. He says
that he doesn't think the caller is... Repeat his question. Please repeat so everybody will know.
I can see it now. Wow. He's about to leave the house, and his wife is looking at me like, baby, where you going with that warm-up suit on? I'm finna go jogging.
I do not consider all sex as being sex at all.
No. So, I feel where he going with it. I feel where he going with it.
You really do?
Yeah. I understand what he's saying. It was a double-edged sword, and I just, I'm gonna have to make my business to fall on.
So you go home and say that. I think you're gonna be carried out some kind of way.
Okay, let's break down what was really transpiring here. Okay, like he said,
the caller.
The caller said that in his opinion, it's a form of foreplay.
Okay, say what his question, please, because the
question was. Do you feel... No, you asked the question. No. He asked a question. Do you feel that oral sex is actually having sex?
And he said he feels that oral sex is not part of sex. You guys...
No. He didn't say it wasn't part of sex. He said it was a warm-up to sex.
No. Caller, what did you say?
I said if sex is oral sex, it's just like having sex. I said, but it's in my mind, I think oral sex is like a warm-up.
So you're saying, is it sex or is it not sex? What are you saying?
I believe that it's not sex.
He believed that oral sex is not sex. You guys, please call in because the caller, mystery caller, said that he believes that oral sex is not sex.
Okay, call in. He on the line.
I mean, If you look at it, if you see it, like some guys will say, like, did you ever hit that yet? Well, we got close.
Yeah, okay.
Or we did this, but I never hit it.
Okay, so hitting it is that other part of the body. So,
correct.
Yeah, so it's like, no, me and her, we never got, you can say we got intimate because that oral sex is an intimate act. It's a very intimate act, but as far as have we ever went as far as to having like intercourse, you haven't did that yet. So yeah, I understand where you're going with it. I understand. It's a difference. It is a difference, but it's not a big deal. It's a thin line.
But why would they call it sex if it's not part of sex?
It is. Part of a intimate act. I think in order to construe it as being sex, it has to be male part, female part, mm-hmm. interacting with each other. That's sex. Because think about it. if somebody was, I'm hoping the only kids listening, but if somebody, let's just say, if they had their hand in a private place of yours, then some people would consider that having sex, and some people would say, nah, that wasn't sex, that was that move.
Grown up conversation, you guys. And thank you, caller, for calling in. But I, you know, you want to continue to listen. You can continue to stay on if anybody want to comment or even comment later on that question. Sex part of sex? Please comment. State your questions.
I got a comment on that, too. I was dumb. I was a dumb teenager. I used to always think oral sex was talking while you having sex. I was slow. I was okay. Very slow.
It's okay. That's okay. You know? So
somebody tell
there
me
you have it.
We're gonna have an oral exam. I'm like, But okay. Hey, mystery caller, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling
in. Your questions. We're gonna get some people, I'm sure, gonna be chiming in.
Or even on the Facebook later. Yeah,
matter of fact, anybody watching the Facebook page right now. Let me hear, just type in yes or no. If you feel oral sex is sex, type in yes. If you don't, type in no. Let's see how many answers we get by the end of the
show.
And
guess what? We owe Brandon from when we were on the radio station.
I don't owe him no sex.
We do.
We owe
him a gift.
Who? Brandon?
Yeah, Brandon.
That was on the show?
Not Brandon. His name's not Brandon. Beasley. Beasley. The guy was Beasley. He won. Remember, we had a comment and he kept calling in and he won, but he never came to the station to pick up his gift. So
hey, Sade, what's up, sweetheart? It's my niece.
Did he say I owe? And he didn't owe. Did he say that?
I'm trying to think.
We
owe. Oh, you're talking about when we was at the Fluent?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. What's up, bro? Man, it's been so long. You ain't gave him his gift yet?
No, I didn't. He kept, you know, we had the corona.
You might as well wait till Christmas then. It's been a year almost.
I know. And he had a baby, so I want to say congratulations to him on the baby. Maybe we get the baby something, you know?
Okay.
So, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, look here, y'all. Check this out. Since I missed recalling. We haven't got any other calls, so I guess y'all asses ain't going to be calling in. So that's all right. It's cool. We don't need your call. We got talk enough going on. So next topic, what you want to holler about? What you want to talk to me about? Let me ask you something. What is it that if you had a question that you could ask me that you always wondered about, what would it be? This is open radio, y'all. We open and honest.
You're asking me?
Yeah, what? Any question? See, that's what I'm saying. She ain't got nothing to say.
I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
I could.
That's right. You had the opportunity.
Opportunity. I could, but I never did.
Opportunity knocks once. You missed out. Now.
You want to ask me a question?
No. No, okay. Your life an open book. We see about it all on Facebook.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I had to. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
But
okay. So that was the question, and we talked about everything from the police brutality that we're experiencing and how to handle that on last week, and we're wanting people to tell their young adults and young people in their family that they think they're arguing and fighting and cursing and all that other stuff and acting irate in the street to calm that down, because some police are hunting opportunities to kill.
Yeah.
So you want to ask your family members just to take a chill pill and slow things down. And we're going to take a break. We're going to take a music break right quick and we'll be right back. And
yeah, but you know, yeah, we still rolling though for y'all sitting in with us on our music break.
We do not own the copyrights, because we got to remember we own We're still on Facebook as well.
Okay, yep.
So.
Yeah. Hey, just want to give out a couple of special shots to a couple of people that I know that's out there doing some major things. My man, Farilla Tip OG, he about to drop his next novel. I've got two of his books so far, and I haven't been let down yet. So make sure that y'all check out that novel, the next novel by Farilla Tip OG. Matter of fact,
why don't we have him on the show? Why don't you just bring him on the show and let him talk about his book?
We could do that.
Because we have had two artists already.
We had to get Carl Manson on here. Carl Manson is steady dropping books.
And do you know I'm in his? Do you know that he put me in his book, the beginning inspiration of one of his novels?
I seen and you doing the intro on it before you on a.
Yeah, oh yeah, because I did a film to help him get started about with this book. And then my sister, I'm just so excited people put me in their book.
Yeah.
So we need to write a book.
Hey, that'll work.
Yeah.
Want to give a shout out to my man Chris Benjamin, Benjamin's Gourmet. You know, we got to get you on the show too. Matter of fact, hey, this shirt look familiar, Chris. I thought I'd wear it today, man. This was I think from the second picnic that you did out in Maywood. Every year Chris does a picnic for to raise school supplies and stuff like that for going back to school. This year he couldn't do it because of the COVID thing, so that's cool. We gotta get him on here.
How about Hirsch Husky, Tony Gardner?
Tony Gardner, Anthony Gardner,
Gardner.
He's always keeping us aware on what's going on. All the alumni from Hirsch Cornell. Yeah, he is one of those people that is definitely a link that keeps people linked. He keeps people in touch and tune with what's going on, whether we lost somebody, whether somebody is doing something great. Anthony Gardner is the man. So thanks a lot, Anthony, for keeping us plugged in.
Teeny Tiny, she's having her event
on the 22nd.
It's going to be May 22nd. It's going to be at the station.
Yeah. 2044 is it? 163rd Street. Where the stadium? The signature room is used to be Adriana. It's you come in the same entrance, but come straight to the back. And it's gonna go down. It's going down.
It's gonna be going down. And then we have Tim. Tim, everybody knows Tim, but you know what? We stated that people from California to Texas, Florida, Africa, the UK, they listen, they tune in. Atlanta, you know. So we have people that's here, and they haven't, I don't know, you know what, when you say you made it, they have a talent. Everybody has a talent, and we're open arms to welcoming, am I saying that right? We welcome you to on board. Tim, he does a version of Prince, and he plays the guitar with his teeth. So I saw him last night, and he said he would come on anytime. So we want him to come on, and we want to see him play the guitar with his teeth. And then we have...
Yeah, but is he good?
You know what? I'll let him come. Tim, you got to come on because he asked me, were you good?
Okay. I mean, you got Jimi Hendrix out there. You can do all of that, but, you know, I love to see somebody new in this day and age... Get down and really, you know, man, get
Tim, you got to come on. And Beasley, you got to come on. And my flower man, I have a guy that sends me flowers every day. And until now, if he doesn't send me the flowers, I'll think something's wrong. He's been doing it for so long, sending me flowers on Facebook.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Every morning.
Cheap mother... I think I sent her some flowers today.
Oh, wow. So, anyway, I want to just thank everybody.
Well, it's so many ways to a woman's heart. It's ridiculous.
You know what? Oh, so you think it's fake? It's because it's fake. It's fake.
It's women just want to know they being thought about. That's all. That's all.
Is that all it takes?
That's all. You know what? Let me tell you something, guys. Okay, player. It's player session time. Listen, man. You want to get out of the friend zone and get into the end zone? All you got to do is just make simple little gestures.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
It's not true,
yes,
Al.
Yes, it is.
It is not, because some women want more than that.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you what the more is. Some women play along with sex so they can get the commitment. Guys play along with the commitment so they can get the sex. So it's all the same.
How about women play along with both? You know, you got, you know what? You're on that. And guess what? He's on that. And I heard this guy say,
go ahead. I'm listening.
No, I heard this guy say,
some music.
Check this out. Women are actually, some of the women know how to, they're almost like, they have the game of what you are talking. They have the man game now.
So they got pregame?
So they don't even, it's a lot of women don't even fall in love anymore. That's all they want probably is maybe a fair exchange. It's no robbery. It's just the sex.
You know what though? A lot of this young generation ain't getting married.
Right. So
they not getting married. They's like, I've seen what it did to y'all. I'm not. I ain't going. I'm signing no contracts. Nope.
But that's because you got to find somebody you really love.
Love? What's love got to do?
Tina Turner. Well, yeah.
What's love got? But a secondhand emotion. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
You know, and people kill me. There's like, oh, he broke my heart. He got. It's no, listen. Let me explain something to you. And I want y'all to be perfectly clear on this. Everybody, tune in. Check this out. There's no such thing as a broken heart. It's broken minds. Your heart is only job is to pump blood. So how can somebody break your heart? They break your heart, you dead. Your brain is the one that's telling you, I'm messed up. So that means you gave somebody your I want to be careful how I say this. When I say you gave somebody your brains, but you gave somebody your head. Damn, I'm still messing up brains, head, all of this stuff. You feel
right? Oh, I know what you're saying.
You gave your mental capacity.
Right.
You gave your mental capacity to somebody, and you never should do that. There's nothing wrong with feeling an emotional tie to somebody. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with saying I love you. But when you laying around sick because it's over with, that means that this person has took your mental. The Mac said it best. Any fool can control a woman's body, but a real player knows how to control her mind. And that goes for women and men.
Let's ask Money. Money just had a birthday, and I missed the birthday party because
all my players out there hit me up.
That was
708-510-4100.
To get a woman to do all that.
We're gonna wrap this show up in a minute, y'all.
Yeah,
but yeah,
to get a woman to do all of that, and yeah, that's a main. That's called mind effing.
Yeah,
the brain.
Yeah. I mean, but. Yeah, that's what it's all about, you know.
But the thing about it is you have to find somebody that's on the same level as yourself, you know, that really cares about you for you. And it's all like unconditional love. You know what I'm saying? Unconditional love is you loving a person regardless of, you know.
I mean, but what is love? No, love is, what is it? Just a mutual respect for each other, you know, just saying that I wish you well. I wish me well. I wish us well. Love? I mean, love, if love is real, can love ever be broken? That's why when people break up, I think that it's all bullshit. I think it's bull because when they say, I'll never get over this person. No, you got over the person when you broke up. The thing is, you don't stay in love. You just have deep memories of the love that you had.
Love to me is being loyal. Committed to the person of things that you all do. But wait a minute. I think you do. You love me? I love you.
I love you. Of course I do.
Yeah.
But I'm saying,
you know, and we've been don't take this wrong, wives, because I've been knowing him before.
It's all good. If somebody don't understand the relationship.
Right. Because I've been, you know, We have been forever.
Cool. It's cool, you know.
We have fell out, and then we never talk about us falling out though, and we'll fall right back in. We'll see each other, be like, "Hey, what's up? Do he talk to you about me, engineer?"
No. No. Wait. I do, but trust me, you don't want to know the conversation. I'd be like, man, that's one crazy mother.
Everybody call me crazy, and I say, I'm not crazy. I'm just misunderstood. Does that make sense?
Well, what's understood ain't got to be explained, so it's all good.
It's all good. Hey, there go your hug. We'll see you guys next week, and thank you for tuning in. And we probably will have somebody on the show. We're supposed to have this guy. They say he got this miracle growth.
That hair.
Yeah, and he didn't show up last week. He had something to do. And
yeah, he accidentally consumed some of his product. Now his tongue is like real furry and everything.
Yeah.
So
yeah, he got the extra hair on it.
He
got
to shave his tongue and everything, his jaw, and he got hair growing all
because
out of his ears.
He said your hair could really, really grow.
He said he could grow hair on a table or a rock. You could put this stuff on a rock and it'll grow. No, I'm just kidding.
If I missed anybody's birthdays or anything, we just want to say happy birthday. We'll talk to you guys later. We're going to sign out with some music.
I do love you. You be lying when you say you love me. You just be trying to make me smile. Yeah. Do you really? Do you really? Do you really, really? Do you really? Do you really? Do you really, really? Do you really? Do you really? Love me like you said you do. A rap bitch. I told him I ain't average. A mattress. Queen size coming through big guys. Ring size talking about a big diamond. Dynamite pussy. Probably leave you mushy. Sending him emojis. Kissy signs to me. I just want the flowers and a dozen roses. I just want the intimacy. I'm a trophy. Do you really want me like you say you do? Look at me. I be reading niggas good like I had a book on me. Last niggas strip me now. Wazza got a sack on me. Walk around pimp style like I got a Mac on me. You Gucci down, huh, baby? You can't spend a night. These niggas know not to hit my phone late at night. I said boundaries. 26, fuck the hype. He got a big mouth. He just probably cut it right. Do you really? Do you really? Do you really, really? Do you really? Do you really? Do you really, really? Do you really? Do you really? Do you really? Do you really? Really? Do you really? Do you really? Really? Do you really? Do you really? Want me like you said you do? Boundaries, man, I'm talking allergies. You can't come into my crib, you can't get it out of me. Yeah, I probably hit your lounge only when I'm in a three. Cause I bring out my energy, he like me cause the chemistry. Yeah, you feeling me, this real meat up in my jeans. And boy, you killing me. Trying to get up in my jeans. Yeah, you guilty. I see what you want. Your penis filthy. Empty. Your pocket. You be chasing rookies. This that pure hip hop. Make they heads bop. You a young girl. Better keep your legs locked. He ain't gotta know what size. You gotta be on size. Thoughts of imagination. Call it writer's block. This that pure hip hop. Make they heads bop. You a young girl. Better keep your legs locked. He ain't gotta know what size. You gotta be on size. Thoughts of imagination. Call it writer's block.